Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to a very special episode of Girls Room. Julia is still on vacation. She is hitting the slopes in Aspen and Oroville, so she'll be back not this upcoming week, but the week after. But I'm joined for a very, very special episode today with one of my dear sisters. If you listen to Crisis Twink, he is a fan favorite, the most repeated guest in Crisis Twink history. Please welcome back Tyler DiNucci. Hi.
Hi, Drew. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. It's so nice to have you back on.
So great to be here.
And we got a lot to talk about today, too.
Should we get into it? We have so much to talk about.
We do have so much to talk about. So, just for everyone who might not know the deal, we are going to talk about Drag Race US season 16, from, I would say, the majority of this podcast. And then at the very end, we will be talking about the current season of US Traitors. There will be spoilers involved for all of this. So if you don't want to be spoiled about anything, I would just watch those episodes and then come back and listen to this. But if you're looking for timestamps, we'll put in timestamps in both Apple and Spotify are now, including full audio transcripts of these episodes, so you can also just
Work.
read the transcripts too. I know, I don't know why they didn't do that automatically. I feel like it's just a nice thing to do.
It's nice. That's nice.
It is nice. Let's just start, I guess, like talking about the overall sentiment of the season. What are you feeling about season 16?
Okay, so I want to preface this just in case anyone is listening and takes this in the incorrect way. A lot of the times the seasons on Drag Race, whether or not I enjoy them, mostly if I don't enjoy them, aren't really about any individual cast member. A lot of the times it's the alchemy between the cast members, the alchemy, like the chemistry between the cast members themselves, the challenges, all of that. So it's not like any individual queen. I will say thus far, I am not enjoying this season of Drag Race. I mean, I think like baseline, I will always like be amused by Drag Race. Like there's very little, like I have a low bar when it comes to, I think, just like it being on in the background. But I actually just rewatched season 15, and it's quite shocked. And maybe that's because I could watch all of season 15 back to back to back to back to back. And I think that binging kind of papers over some of the issues that some seasons have, but it's quite apparent to me how much I'm not enjoying this season compared to that season. And I think
Question
there's
for you about your season 15 rewatch. Were you watching the uncut versions? Because I haven't seen those yet, and I did not
Yes.
really like season 15 all that much. The
It made
cast
it.
was great, just the editing was so bad.
So I didn't realize I was watching the full hour long, like the full hour and a half long episodes until I started like realizing I was like, I don't remember this. I don't remember this. This is really funny. And it turns out that's what I was watching. That's just on Paramount Plus. They're better, especially the early part of the season. It's just better. There's a better cadence. You get to know the queens a lot more. I mean, not Robin Fierce, because they
Not
still
Robin Fierce.
not Robin Fierce, but they still like, I think, let you in a little bit more. And the issue I'm sort of having with this season, and I didn't love season 15. There were parts about it I didn't like. There's parts about it I really do like. I really love Mistress. Like,
Incredible queen.
I love Mistress, Anitra, and Sasha. And like, I am amused by Lux and Lucy for different reasons. It's kind of like how I sort of feel, but about the sort of the final end of the season, the end game of the season. But I think my issue with season 16 is I haven't really enjoyed a lot of the challenges thus far. I didn't enjoy really any of the talent shows. I thought that I get why lip syncing to your own song is something the girls do. I just really wish they would do something else. And I understand the argument that that people make about why they lip sync their own original songs. I just don't particularly care for it as like a talent.
Yeah,
Because
I agree with that to an extent because They all sound the same. That's the core of the issue, is all of these songs are identical, like cheap sounding pop house.
Right. Like drag music is its own genre to me
Yes, it
like
is.
song. And also lip syncing to a song is sort of baseline to me, like drag talent. Like
Yeah.
your drag talent to shouldn't be drag, I guess. Like that, like in its own way, lip syncing to a song is like literally the job. Unless you're like a bedroom queen that doesn't do that. When you go out, you pretty much are lip syncing to a song. That's what you're performing. So being really good at that should have gotten you on Drag Race. But now I want to know what else. What's your point of view? What else can you bring in?
I think the point of view of it all is the key here, because if
Yes.
you, I think lip sync is lip syncing to your own song or even someone else's song, I guess, as a talent, fine, that is the job. But like, if you bring a very unique performance spin to it, then I think it's okay. Like, I'm thinking back to All Stars 3 with Aja's. Like, is she going to jump through there?
Yes.
Like, that is
Yes.
such a unique to Aja skill that really elevated that whole thing. And we're going to go in queen by queen and talk about their whole portfolios rather than like recapping any specific episode. But there is one lip sync this season, lip sync talent that I thought was so unique from what we have seen with other queens on the show. And we'll
Okay.
get into that. But
Okay, we'll
I
get into
agree
that.
for the most part. Like, it is very like, have you seen that Bailey J. Mills TikTok where she's like, episode one, I was in the bottom. Episode two, I here to say, dance with me, Mama Ru.
Yeah.
Like that, like they're all kind of like that
They're
to
all
me.
like, put this cre like queen this hoe, Mama Ru. Like, where's my crown? And I'm just, you know what? You're right. It's not necessarily, I'm gonna amend what I say. It's not that, like, yes, lip syncing is to a song is kind of that's the job. That's like that's baseline. You're right though. I think it is about the point of view. And I think that's where I would amend it a little bit. I think having that point of view is really important. Otherwise, it's just like I think that when people are like, we don't know who you were, I think a lot of queens like or like we're not getting you. This is too costumey. I think that's a very like sort of silly critique. But what I think they really mean is that what's your point of view? I don't understand what your point of view is. Like I didn't think, and we'll go into specifically, and then I'm almost done. Like for example, I didn't think Q's puppet thing like had enough escalation. I think it needed like more beats on top of itself comedy wise, but it had a point of view. It was interesting. It was funny. When it came to the ball, I just was like, besides Nymphia and Q, I kind of was like, it, okay. And then this episode, oh my God,
Yeah,
I
this episode was rough. Like, I think the challenges are really letting down what I think is a pretty strong cast by and large.
I think it is a strong cast. I think there's a lot of I think there's like a lot of fun drama in a way that like I'm not bored of, but that's the only thing saving the season. I comedy's really hard. Comedy, writing comedy is a challenge and a skill. I get why Drag Race does not employ professional writers.
Okay, I
Because
don't actually understand why they don't. But like, if they're gonna do
okay.
all these challenges, they should be hiring writers.
I guess so. If I were a producer at World of Wonder, my counter to that would be, well, we don't lose viewers when our talent, when our, and I will do the counter to my counter. I was thinking about this today. So, like, they would say, well, we're not losing viewers when we do these shitty, like scripted challenges. And we'd much rather spend the money on getting big guest names to come on the show that actually drive viewership towards the show versus any good challenges or whatnot. What I would say to that is, I understand, but you actually will create more viral moments and better moments if you that actually like can get the audience that you want to watch the show live to that it to watch it if you are creating good content through these scripted sketches. This was bad. And I'm so I cannot think of the word like the last Drag Race scripted comedy. Like I was what was the last Drag Race scripted like scripted comedy challenge where you were like, this is really good? I don't know.
I don't know either. Like, the first thing that comes to mind is season 14's Daytona Wind sketch, but the writing for that was
It
bad.
was
It's
bad. It
just the
was
like shocking twist that they put onto it that was
that was
what
the
made it
only reason
funny.
it was. And I actually now watching season 15, I think some of the stuff written for Mistress in and maybe it was just her, some of the stuff written for Mistress in Anitra and Marsha in Daytona Wins 2 was kind of funny. And like I think that is all I could think about. And I'm sure there's something I can't think about that I'm missing. I know that there has been a scripted challenge where I went, actually, that was really funny, but this was not it. This was not funny. This was not good. It was boring to watch. I didn't chuckle. And it's annoying because there are so many gay, queer comedy writers and even like allies who would be happy to do this for the lowest amount you can pay a union writer. The problem is that I don't think World of Wonder wants to start doing that because then that opens the door towards like having union writers on the show and all other types of stuff. And I think that that's why they're so reticent for it. But it's getting to the point where like this was just a bad, if I were not a super fan, I don't know if I'd keep watching the season after this. This was a bad
It was
episode.
a bad episode. I think a good solution, maybe a more taxing solution for the queens, but you think about all the viral moments from comedy challenges of the past several years. They've all been from episodes or challenges in which the queens write their own material, like the roast stuff, or I'm like Jada Hall, look over there, and like the political challenge from a few years ago. Like that is so. Like you're letting queens show their natural sense of humor and their ability to create their own comedy in real time, which is an actual drag skill as opposed to acting in like Star Booty or something. Like most queens are not doing that.
And I think what Rue would say, which is like, well, star booty is part of being a drag queen. Like doing that is sort of like, and I get it, I understand, but I think you can do that talent with also having them do the write the sketches themselves. They're given a like guy. I think you can do, you're doing Weekend Update, but and you're gonna be interviewing the brick from Stonewall, but make it funny. Like that is a, and it just was like the brick from Stonewall, it was Bowen's iceberg, and it
Iceberg,
was not a good Bowen's iceberg. And it like, and they were gassing Q up, and Q, I did not like, was doing the best, I guess, with what they had, but like it wasn't a really interesting take on it. The countdown was atrocious. Are we getting too far into the weeds now? We're on the
No, I think we should let's go queen by queen. I think all of these things that you're talking about are 100% true and point to like the structural issue of this season.
Let's do queen by queen. Let's go.
I'm excited. I will say I'm excited for next week with girl group because that's usually a pretty good challenge. Like you're letting the queens write their own material, like you're letting them perform in their natural state, which is like
But
what the
last year they did that shitty granny thing, and it's like it doesn't need to be a twist. It like always, I think it can
I
be.
actually didn't mind that episode.
Well, you're wrong, but that's okay.
I'm
It's your
wrong.
podcast. I guess you're right. Okay. It's your podcast.
I
Right.
don't think they're doing a twist on it for next week, from what I could tell. So
Hopefully.
hopefully we'll be good there. But okay, I think we should start with the two eliminated queens and then we'll go alphabetically through the rest. So unfortunately, the pork chop loading dock recipient of season 16 is Hershey LaCour Jeté. Incredible drag name.
Incredible drag name.
Just really, I think also a pretty good queen. And once again, we neither Tyler nor I do drag. And being a good drag queen and being good at Drag Race are two separate things. We are not coming for anyone's gig as a drag queen and like their ability within, except for maybe a few technical issues on some queens that we will be getting into later. But like all these people are extremely talented. That being said, Hershey LaCour Jeté not making pants in a look that has it really revolves around pants in this sewing challenge is unforgivable, and she should have been eliminated without lip syncing.
I thought she made those pants when she walked out. And I was like, that's incredible. Wow. Like, I don't really love the top very much, but I was like, that's really cool. And then when they said she didn't make the pants, I was enraged. I was
Yeah.
so, I, the entire look was the pants.
Yeah. And it, like, from a point of view, a fashion point of view, pedestrian mom going to the store is not exciting and it's not really draggy. Like, there was nothing very, like,
Okay,
costumey or draggy about
let me defend Rebecca Glasscock really
that.
quickly.
Okay.
Who I did you realize she was in the episode this week?
No, I didn't. Where was she?
She was on a, like, her promo pic from season one was on a poster in Lindsay's
Oh,
office.
that's so funny.
We'll get to that in a second. That whole thing we'll get to.
Yeah.
I am ready. I love Hershey. I think Hershey seems like such a sweetheart,
Yeah.
such good energy. And I really want to stress that Drew nor I can dance, do makeup. So, oh, well, maybe I'm speaking for Drew. Let me speak for
I can
myself.
dance. I can't do the splits. I can buck and do other things.
I can't dance. I can't
Okay.
sew. I can't act. I can't sing. I would be screwed on Drag Race. So take all of these critiques with the grain of salt of someone who could do none of these things. I was pretty mad about the pants, not gonna lie, but I think Hershey's a really fun queen. She seems to have a really good energy. What else did she wear? Let me
So
I'm
in the ball challenge, she wore the busy bee look. Okay, and this is the thing. The mother ball framework, I think the actual sewing of it all, making women's wear out of men's wear, was a really cool idea that forced them to play with like some not very draggy fabrics or materials and make them really draggy. And I think the really good look succeeded pretty well with
Agreed.
it.
Agreed.
But the famous mothers was too loose and like people just did whatever with it. And Mother Nature, I think, was a good idea maybe for famous mothers, but not well executed. And then the nursery rhyme, Mother Goose of it all, was incoherent.
I want to know what nursery rhymes these people were listening to as children. I had heard
Yeah.
of maybe, like, I did, like, so Hershey's was Bernie B. And I didn't
I've never
understand.
heard of that. I know
Never.
they're all real because Race Chaser and Sibling Rivalry both like actually vetted that they were not like made up things. But I like if you're scraping the bottom of the barrel to find 14 nursery rhymes that make sense for a challenge like this, then just come up with another theme. Like
Yeah.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head that would have been like better than Mother Goose, but like they're, you know, we're spontaneously thinking right now. Like there are producers who are planning this shit.
I thought the Humpty Dumpty look was really good. We can get
Oh,
to
yeah.
like I thought Humpty that was to me that was very clever, and that's kind of what I wanted to see throughout the runway. I
Yeah.
think that like lack of and I think Hershey looked great in that B look. It was
Yeah, the
great.
B look was good.
Mother Nature was bad, and I think the Mother Nature look was bad, and it was compounded by how
Yeah.
pedestrian the final look was. But I agree, it was a bad. Like it, Mother Goose was a bad runway theme.
Bad runway theme. I thought her lip sync for the talent show was fun. Also a little like conceptually incoherent with like the jungle of it all. I
I
thought
didn't
like
get the
her
jungle
wearing just
ball.
a no drag safari look was once again it's drag it up a little bit. Like it's weird to go out on a full beat in khakis.
It was strange. Like, keep
Yeah.
it up. Like that's what I don't. Like, make that safari hat fucking big. Do like a
Yeah.
scar, who's on UK versus the World 2? Scarlet. Do a Scarlet Envy
Scarlet
hat.
Envy,
Do a
yeah.
Scarlet Envy hat. Like, give me something like huge and stupid. And it really
And
was like, it looks like you work at in like you're on the Jungle Cruise. You're one of the Jungle
yeah,
Cruise
like you
at
look like an
Disney.
actual zookeeper in a way
Right.
that like remember, was it All Star 6 where Trinity wore like the po was it a postal worker's uniform? I think
No,
we
she was
watched
a
that
crossing
episode.
guard and she wore
Oh,
sleeves.
that's right. We were, I think we watched that episode together.
That was,
So upsetting.
I think, like, and she wasn't in the bottom for that.
She
I
was
don't.
not in the bottom for that. And she was
She did
fully
really well
wearing
in the
Tim's
challenge.
like
But she's like, wouldn't
Class
she have been like, I don't care. I don't give a shit how good you were for the challenge. That was terrible.
Yeah, I think Rue about her, she's I think it was the ball look. She was like, it's very realness. And they don't like that on Drag Race.
They don't
Like,
like
they
that on
don't like
Drag Race.
realness.
Realness is
But
like, realness is not. There's a few things I want to like. Okay, here's my rules for P. I have so many thoughts about this episode. And we'll talk about it with Mirage. So I'll
yep.
wait. But realness does not work on Drag Race.
It does not work on Drag Race. Like, they want the fantasy. I sound like, remember a few years ago when like their Victoria's Secret people got in trouble because they were going to be trans exclusive because it wasn't part of the fantasy. I feel like I sound like that,
You
being
sound
like,
like that
where's
you're
the
speaking back
fantasy?
now.
But like,
Right.
where is the fantasy?
I want to see a little bit of the fantasy, just a little bit.
You gotta like, and I'm just like, just something that's like gonna make me feel spectacular. Like, there are many ways to do that in a variety of styles, and khakis is not that. It's
And
just
I'm not
not.
looking, and just to be clear, I think we're on the same page here. We're not looking for like just glam drag. And I
No.
think like I but even okay, like even thinking about how Dawn from Canada. Also, if you're listening to this and have not seen Canada season four, like get a
Must.
WoW Present Plus account, like watch it immediately. You need to meet Melinda Verga, who like you just like need to. If you
Yep.
haven't, you need to.
You
Just do
gotta.
it. It's
And
canon.
the whole season is really good. They cast this really well, and the challenges were pretty good too.
Yeah,
Like,
and I
just go
think like
watch.
Brooklyn is finally like finding. You should watch it. But what I'm thinking of is like, I think Dawn, I'm sorry, I think Denim,
Oh, yeah.
I think Denim could have done something with a deconstructed khaki look that I actually think could have been giving Jungle Cruise, like Jungle Cruise person, but in a draggy, elevated way. And what I'm looking for personally is that elevation, that camping, either from campiness, from the fantasy, some sort of twist on it that it isn't just a one-to-one recreation.
100%. Like, even if you're gonna do like knee length shorts, like that, like stone them or something, or like put some embroidery, like something that's gonna like drag it up a little bit,
Or
like
give me
a
like,
twist.
give me bell bottom khakis. Like
Yeah.
give me like a, that turns into a huge ass gown. Like, give me something kind of funny about it. There was no take.
There's
It
no
was.
take, but she was the number itself was good. It's just I think she never got her concepts fully right. Like,
Yeah.
those looks could have been good for a bar performance, but probably not for Drag Race. Like, the Drag Race is just not the place that rewards realness, like that kind of realness. So,
No, there is a song called The Realness from Mother RuPaul
well,
herself.
real is what you feel. That's true. If RuPaul is nothing if not contradictory,
That is
so
true. That is true. That is, if
but
nothing else, yes.
if nothing else, speaking of fantasy though, we should move to Mirage, who, when I was
Oh.
referring to lip syncs with a point of view earlier, her unique blend of stripper heel clack drag is wonderful. And I will also say that out of the 14 queens all in this season, she's the only one I had seen live prior to the show. Incredible,
I'm sure.
incredible performer.
I love Mirage. I thought the original, like I again, as I just talked about, like no lips, like lip syncs are dumb. I did think hers was there was this like Vegas stripper whore with like, and to me, it wasn't even the clapping of the heels. It's when she did the handstand and took. And she had one leg up and took the other one, clapped that heel, and then went down with the other leg. That to me was like, oh my God. And the song is like stupid, fun, bitchy, and like kind of a it's and it wouldn't be good if it did not come with this kind of very confident stripper.
Oh
And
yeah,
I
and
loved,
like
and
the
I
choreo
loved.
is so unique for it too, even out of the heel clacks. Like, I've been thinking about that little leash tug hop
So
step
good.
that she does
So
for
good.
All Men Are Dogs. Like, I have listened to that song on its own on Spotify a ton over the past few days. She created a moment, and that's easily been the most popular and viral out of the talent shows. Her core issue for someone who wrote a song called She's Such a Bitch, she was nothing of the sort. She was very shy, very not a bad performer. I actually didn't think she did that badly in the RDR Live sketch. But like, they're clearly looking for something with a little more pop from her. And the Cher runway, while good, was never going to pass the RuPaul smell test, because RuPaul, with these kinds of challenges, is looking for Cher realness.
This is where she's looking for realness. No, okay. So I fully agree with everything.
Yes.
I think, like, was Mirage one of the bottom three in that challenge? I'm of two minds of this. My first mind is that on its face, maybe not. But she had the most leeway with how she could present and what she could say and do to me. And she kind of dropped the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't very good. And I was like, I don't get why Rue was mad about the hair at first. And then I saw on Reddit someone be like, well, what if it was a emo girl runway and some Gen Alpha kid wore Jennifer Aniston hair from Friends? And I was like, oh yeah, okay, wait, I get that. That would really piss me off.
No, that would really piss me off too. And like, people have gotten dinged for it before, like Aja and the Warhol ball. But it's just sad, because I think Mirage could have gone along further, and she had to go home, because the cardinal rule of Drag Race is, if you don't know the words of the lip sync, you have to go home. That is,
and just... I've seen a lot of people online, and this is where I need to like go in my soapbox for a second. Yeah. I've seen a lot of people online be like, why the hell is it expected that like a 20 something should know dark lady? I think that's fair. I don't think you should come on to Drag Race knowing the lyrics to Dark Lady. However, if you are coming on Drag Race and they give you an iPod 3 weeks before the start of the show, and one of the 20 songs on it is Dark Lady, you should know the lyrics to Dark Lady.
100%. 100%.
And like, I see all, and like, I think people are missing the point here with like, well, why should we be expected to like, why should someone like know Dark? It's not like they.
I think that's fine. Like, you don't have, we do not know the lyrics. I don't, Dark Lady. We don't. I like Cher music. I think this is a bad Cher song. And I don't think you should have to learn the lyrics. But Drag Race is a game show, and you have to learn the rules of the game. And one of the rules of the game is you learn the words of the songs that they give you. That is just.
It's literally what that is one of the core responsibilities.
Yep. And this is a tough lip sync song, because there are a lot of words in it. And the performance that Mirage gave was also really well timed to what the lyrics were saying. Like, she knew the sentiment of the song and had
a performance.
Couldn't put it all together. And that sucks.
She knew what, and I am really bad with lyrics. Like, yeah. I don't think I would be very good as a drag queen for a myriad of reasons. But one of them is like, I really struggle to learn lyrics.
Yeah.
I really care. I like, I'm much more of a melody person. I don't really hear lyrics unless I like sit down and like make myself actually read them. So it felt like Mirage understood what the song was saying, but didn't know the specific words and how they were sort of strung together into sentences. And I'm sympathetic to that. That's really tough. But you know what? That's the show. That's the show. I'll never forget how Violet Chachki said that every night. So I guess they tell them the lip sync, the must be like the night before Elimination Day. And so every night she would go home, whether or not she was thought she was in the bottom or not, and learn the lip sync song just in case.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, it's really smart. I don't think she never lip synced on her season, but it's really smart to understand no matter what, even if you're like on the edge, that you should really like know the words. And you know who did? Geneva.
Yep.
So Geneva, 99% of the people on Drag Race know the words to the song, the lip sync. And Mirage, unfortunately, did not. And that sucks. There could be nothing more fair though than her going home.
I 100% I agree with everything my sister has said. I do think the package that she presented through the four episode or three episodes of screen time that she got was one of the strongest of any early out queens that we've ever seen.
I think she's gonna come back. Like, I have no, okay, I'm looking at her. Okay, her La Llorona was kind of funny. The Baba Black Sheep
Oh, I loved
was
that.
good, was really good. The Call Me Mother, Father Eleganza,
It was hot. It's, I mean,
it was
she
hot,
dresses.
but like it.
I am saying this with all of the love, respect, admiration, and positivity I can here. She dresses like a whore, and it is so pleasing to me.
I
I
agree.
love
I agree.
Scoochie drag. I just
I
love
loved her
it.
entrance look. I loved her entrance look. I love Mirage. She'll be back. I think she's a fan favorite. I would also say though, like if you're listening to this and want to go on Drag Race, all one of you that is doing this, please take my advice. This is RuPaul's show. RuPaul is the one judging this show. RuPaul is the one who makes the decisions on who wins, who goes home, etc. I just like if you're going to do this is she doesn't watch Housewives. That is very clear. She doesn't watch Housewives. She does not go on TikTok. She, I don't think, knew who Tyler Oakley was, if you want to go back to like YouTubers. That is not in her cultural purview. You need cultural references outside of that. And I'm only bringing this up because the Cher of it all, where I've seen a lot of people be like, well, why should we be expected to know who Cher is? It's RuPaul's fucking show. Once RuPaul dies and like Bob and Alaska take over or whomever, then you can do like someone maybe a little more like, I don't think Bob and Alaska will, I don't think Alaska, but like, you know what I mean? This, like, watch the episodes of Love Boat with Charo on them. Like, watch them. And like, you will probably be better than 90% of people who will go on the show.
There's a definitely a like a history book that you should brush up on. And look, I do think as queer performers, you should know at least a little bit about the divas. Like you should know a little bit about Cher, like definitely enough to like recreate a good look, which Mirage did, like give to
Did
her
she did
credit.
it
And I bet if you gave her Believe as a lip sync song,
100%.
Mirage would we should we she would have given probably one of the best lip syncs we've ever seen on the show.
Right.
And I will as a
Now I'm mad.
yeah as a performance, I think this was Mirage's performance and the lip sync lyrics aside was the most engaging one of the season, which is
Phenomenal.
crazy.
Oh my God,
But
I love Mirage. Like, I need her to come back on. I think she's one of those queens where she could go back in her All-Stars pretty quickly. I think she got very unlucky. It was a fair elimination. It was an unlucky elimination. However, I think she has the total package. And I think she needs a little more confidence and a little bit, because like if you're like, I'm a bitch, you need to like walk the
Be a
walk. You need to be a
bitch.
little bit more of a bitch. I love her though, and she seems like a sweetheart. They say like be more of a bitch. I'm like, but she seems like a sweetheart. I think Mirage is. I really am vibing with the like the aesthetic, the like all of it. I just think she got really unlucky.
Very
And
unlucky. I think and we're gonna get to our next queen because I think this next queen is the one exception in some ways, but I do think a lot of these queens have a very strong aesthetic point of view in their own drag. There are very few, I think, who don't.
I just looked at who's first alphabetically.
So this is a good segue. We are going to talk about a mandatory meeting. A fan favorite queen so far for being one of the more busted in certain technical aspects that we've seen in some time. That being said, great character on TV, very good performer. Her talent show is the other one that I've watched a
Yes,
lot.
100% fully agree with you on that. I thought her talent show was really good. Really good. I think Amanda is so like lovely. She seems like a fucking hoot. I bet if you saw her in a bar and yeah, like the lights were low, makeup was kind of busted, but you know she can host the shit out of a Drag Race episode. Like, you know, if
I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
When Saddles and like Angina was hosting, I bet that like you put Angina and like Angina's sick and you got to put a mandatory meeting to host.
Yeah.
She would run that show.
Yeah.
It would be funny and we'd all be like, Amanda needs to go on Drag Race. And then without realizing that she might lack some of the technical skills that you go on Drag Race.
And I think like it is a situation in which she has seen herself on the show and she has fixed the makeup is a lot better now than it was when they filmed this.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
It's still not incredible, but it's like, it's better. Like their makeup is like her makeup on the Cher runway this week was Magnolia Crawford-esque in a way that we have not seen in a long time.
It was so bad. Yeah. It was like, speaking of like, it was no fantasy, like none.
No fantasy. And as someone who is Carrie and Sasha Colby's resident wig girl, for her own hair to look as disheveled as it has looked at points during the season is also a little shocking to me, to the point where I wonder if it's a packing issue, like she just didn't store them right.
From LA,
went to the bottom. I know. Well, hey, getting up to Sylmar, that's a bumpy road. They don't pave it up there. Like it's right, just like settled to the bottom of the suitcase.
Horse and
like,
buggy like, up to Sylmar.
Like Pioneer Trail for the hills. Like I just, it's not. I don't think she. I think she has a point of view for her drag though. Like the aesthetic is bad, but she is doing this kind of like alien sex freak that I think is like a lot of people have done stuff like that, but like she's pretty good at it and she is a very effervescent performer. I thought she did pretty fine in the Argy Art Challenge.
I thought she did okay. I thought she did better than Dawn. I thought Dawn was not good. I think Amanda is lucky that runways are not super heavily judged. Runways on US Drag Race are very much, if you're in the bottom and there's a like, and they need to make a decision, a good runway can save you. Yeah. If you're in the top and you look like shit, a bad runway can sometimes make you from winning. Though we've all seen Bob's like Amazon latex suit from season 8. Robot thing. So maybe it doesn't matter for the top sometimes if you're really that good. So Amanda's lucky that that is not the case. However, as we saw from Marsha last season, once Rue gets something in her head about your aesthetic, your look, your makeup, it's really hard to let. I think Crystal Method did a good job of adjusting, but Crystal was like, had really good makeup skills and just had to like pull back. Marsha and Amanda, for both different reasons, were lacking the technicality of drag makeup.
Yeah. Marsha was just very pretty naturally and didn't need much more than like, you know, chapstick and
Marsha's like that
light blush. Yeah.
Marsha kind of reminds me of like that twink you see out who like always has foundation on and like he looks chic, but like
I love Marsha.
But like that was Marsha, like at first. Yeah.
And I mean Marsha's still doing pretty like clean face drag, I will say, but she's amped it up a little bit, like
draggier.
Yeah, sure. It's definitely a little draggier. Also another candidate for an All-Star season 2. But 100%. Amanda is much prettier as a boy than she is in makeup. Ooh. And well, that's true. It's just right. Rue said as much. If RuPaul told me that I looked better out of drag than in drag, I think I would walk out the door. Like that's like, it's so heinous to say that.
I would walk to Sylmar Outside, I would walk out of that studio to whatever the train tracks are in Silmar and just lie down. Like,
Yeah.
that would be the end of me.
And
I think Amina, though, could do a really good job in the Snatch Game. I would peg her for someone that actually could do a good job with Snatch Game.
yeah.
And so I think she's got some skills that are going to take her a little bit further than maybe her makeup itself should. But I think she's probably an early, like a first half of the season out.
Yeah, I
But
think so too.
I think it's notable that she has not gotten out yet, even though there's only been two eliminations. I do think
Yeah.
that's kind of notable, and that shows I think she's a little scrappy. I don't
And
think she.
I, oh no, I was gonna say, I don't think she's gonna go out in girl groups either. So like, I think she'll be here for a few more episodes,
The
but
same. So we'll see.
we'll see. All right, let's move on to Dawn, who's very clearly has a strong aesthetic point of view, and is really good at molding characters who are not necessarily like the Dawn character to the Dawn aesthetic, like the Audrey Hepburn mother look at the ball, which was very good, except for the, I thought the white head wrap was weird, but not great. I'm not seeing a lot of like performance skill popping out. Like the talent show was very pedestrian to me. And she wasn't very good in RDR Live. But she's fun. She's clearly like a seasoned narrator.
I think Dawn's like, I think my trying to put this the right way. Like, Dawn doesn't strike me as the type of person, and this does not mean like she's a serial killer. Dawn does not strike me as the type of person that I would like normally be friends with. Not because she's a bad
Yeah.
person, just because I don't think our personalities are like that much in sync. And I bet we just would not like, I think that's just like how people operate. That being said, I really appreciate her clear point of view. It's really obvious what she's doing, and that I like the Audrey Hepburn look, probably
Yeah.
more than you did.
I liked it. I just thought the head wrap was weird because that didn't, that just felt really extraneous.
I didn't know what, and this week I liked what she did. No, let me address that.
Yeah.
I liked the idea. I did not care for the execution. And I
I
think
didn't like that coat at all.
Tamara Hall on Pit Stop called it, she looked like a, I think it was said she looked like one of those popsicles that you get in the summer.
Yeah, she did look like a
Like,
rocket
look like
pop.
a
Yeah.
popsicle. That being said, I think if you're, she's like 24 and she has really incredible makeup skills. She
Yeah.
knows exactly who she is. But I would agree, like, I think the girl group challenge might be an issue for her.
Yeah, that she's definitely, I just don't think that like comedy, well, definitely not like scripted comedy that she's not writing herself is definitely not her strong suit. She's definitely not a dancer from what we've seen. I think she could write a funny verse, but it's going to be delivered stiffly. And this is all speculative, obviously,
Watch
but
her,
like
like,
her looks are great.
her looks are really good. I think I would like to see some variation on her makeup. Again,
Yeah.
not to lose who she is, but I think again, Crystal did this really well on her season, where she was able to adapt her makeup for the challenges and the runways themselves. I think that went a long way and made Rue really like
Yeah.
Crystal a lot. Besides El DeBarge.
Yeah. I don't really have that much more to say about Dawn, honestly. I
Me
think
either.
she's like a very, she's one of the stronger queens, but like she's
Yeah.
been, she hasn't gotten a lot of narrative push yet. So it's too soon to call. Too soon to call. Someone who has gotten a lot of narrative push and we have seen she has lip synced every episode she's been in, Geneva Carr.
Love. Love.
Very fun, fun girl. She's a fun girl.
She's a fun girl. She's La Diva Más Latina.
She's La Diva Mas Latina. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing about Geneva. That reveal that she did for Reveal Yourself was the best one that they did in
Yes,
her.
correct. Because it was a true reveal.
It was a true reveal. She looked great. I love her point of view. I love her drag. I think her makeup is very like, she puts too much like blood,
Yeah, there's a
like,
lot of cheek stuff on
yeah,
it
the
that she
cheek
doesn't need
stuff
to be
needs to like,
doing.
as I say, as someone who's never put makeup on their face except when I got a black eye and like needed to. Like that's literally the extent of
Yeah.
where I'm going. I loved her entrance looks, loved her talent show looked. Her looks in the ball were bad. I think
Bad.
all of them were bad. And she was mad about being at the bottom, but she shouldn't have been because they were bad.
I don't think she should have been bottom two, but I definitely think she should have been bottom three for it. And we'll get to who I really thought should have been in the bottom two later. But
And this.
she's just not, I don't think she has a good command of her proportions in drag.
Which was the issue that this week with the Cher look. I
Yes.
agreed with that critique. At first, I was like, I don't get, and then I was like, oh, I see. I get it.
Yeah.
I think the proportions are probably an issue.
And I do want to stress that we're not commenting on people's bodies when we say that. Like, just from a visual perspective of the garments, like, it makes a lot more sense when you are doing a like quasi-belted look like that to make the belt or that middle panel smaller so you get more detail up here. Like, it visually pushed her like bust pretty small between
And
her neck and that like top of that belt thing. And I think it would have just looked better if she'd made it a little shorter in the middle.
Rue made a good point where she was like, you have a long torso, which again, if RuPaul told me I had a long torso on that television, again, I'd walk out, find the somewhere rail tracks, and just lie.
Yeah. Rue is not afraid to tell people about their bodies. Like, Rue is not afraid to talk about bodies.
But it also was like it was not the most flattering look in the world.
No. But like
Also,
the heads, it was a cool idea though.
it was a cool idea, really cool idea. I disliked it a lot more once I saw the reference. And I went, oh,
Yeah.
that's such a better look. Like the sleevelessness.
Yeah.
I,
And
okay.
give it up to Sarah Michelle Gellar. She made that point when she was like talking about like the high neck halter top cut in like that. I was like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, A, you have been very funny this episode, but B, you are smart and you know your history. Come back, please, because you were a fabulous guest judge.
Sarah Michelle Gellar
Yeah.
was, let's take a moment. I want to say some things about Sarah Michelle Gellar.
You
Sarah
have the
Michelle Gellar
floor.
is an icon, probably not a very good actress, was good at one
Wrong,
thing, and it was
wrong.
Buffy.
No, she's gotten everything she's ever been in. Let's move
But
on.
that's okay. Joss Whedon's like worst skill besides being like a misogynist is that he's terrible at casting. I will like say this to the end of my life. Not a single person he's cast except for people
David Boreanaz booked a busy.
Allison Hannigan got so lucky. Allison Hannigan was bad on as Willow. Ooh, geez. And then she ends up on the number one comedy on television,
Yeah.
also being not funny. It's insane. And David Boreanaz, again, 20 seasons of Bones, or however many Bones there are, had
Yeah.
his own spinoff. Now has his own military show. Can't act for shit. Like it is crazy how bad these actors were in Joss Whedon shows. And I think he just like a little like unless he gets someone like Olivia Williams, who is like a star. He made an entire show about Eliza Dushku's range, and I love Eliza Dushku. I would die for Eliza Dushku. If someone was like, you have a million, like either you bet on Eliza Dushku having the on range, or you walk away. Like that is insane. That's an insane thing. All this is to say, I love Sarah Michelle Gellar, and she was incredible, and she should come back.
Okay, thank you for that.
You cut all.
I agree with a lot of the points above. Though I'm feeling a little bit more charitable to Sarah and Eliza. But I
Would
cannot
you
fault you for most of the things you've said there. I cannot.
have ever pitched a show to a network where the core concept is Eliza Dushku's acting range?
Well, it was 2007. Things were very different back then.
Were they
It
different?
was the Bush era.
It was
Like, we had a lot going on.
the Bush era. All this only happened because of the Bush era.
Wait, speaking of political art, I think we have to move on to Megami.
Wait, before we can we speak in political art,
Yeah.
can we also talk about Lady G? Really quickly.
Oh, bad.
Bad, bad. Okay, if you're listening to this and you are a Drag Race writer and they're paying you nothing, never do a Lady G joke. It's not
Yeah, it's
funny,
not
not
funny.
cute. We don't know if he's gay. He probably isn't gay, if I had to bet. I think he would like
Yeah.
Here's why I don't think Lindsay cares.
Okay.
Gay people love talking. Gay people love talking. Have you ever met someone who said, I had sex with Lindsey Graham?
Well, there was that one guy, but I think he was lying, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever met someone who has said, I've had sex with Lindsey Graham? What do you know about
No.
gay men? If a gay man had
No.
sex with Lindsey Graham, would they tell people? Of course they
And
would.
especially like DC gays specifically. I
DC
mean, we've
gays.
recently seen a very high profile example of a loose
Like,
lipped gay guy.
every time someone's like, every time, and like, I think gay men also love assuming like famous people are in the closet,
Yeah.
which, like, for a variety of reasons, but like, I want the proof and I want a firsthand account. And maybe there were some NDAs involved. I don't care.
I'm
And
sure.
gay people don't listen to NDAs. If I've learned
No.
anything from my life, they fully don't. You give them one vodka soda and a bump, and they will tell you everything.
Literally, like
Not
every
bad.
friend we have has violated an NDA like
Every
on a
single one,
weekly basis. It's so
every
crazy.
single gay man I know has
Oh my God.
violently violated their NDA.
Yeah.
And so I just do not believe the bar, let me put it this way, the bar is really high for me to believe this. And so I find like the Lady G stuff, it's Deborah Messing humor. It's
Yeah,
like that is
it
the
is Deborah Messing humor.
that's and it just it's like, what's the joke? Like, what's the joke? What's the joke? He's gay. Okay.
He's gay and that's it. Yeah.
And he's
That's
like
gay and
he's like a,
Republican and closeted. Like,
and like a
haha.
Southern dandy, like
Yeah.
kind of like, it's just get a new joke. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's a crazy, there's so many reasons to make fun of Lindsey Graham. Also, there are funnier ins in terms of how to make fun of Lindsey Graham.
100%.
Lady G is not funny.
It's not funny. And like, I mean, Geneva did nothing with it too. Like, she just didn't. Well, she doesn't know who Lindsey Graham is. Okay.
I don't think any of them knew Lindsey Graham.
I think Sarah Michelle Gellar knew who Lindsey Graham was.
She probably donated to him. But like, I don't think.
You know, she didn't. She is a registered Democrat and was campaigning for, she has campaigned for Bernie and others. I know this, and we will be retracting that statement right
that.
quick.
She was known as a Hollywood Republican back in like the early 2000s.
Yeah, way back in the day, but
Right.
she's
So that
like
was the
switched
joke.
it.
That
Yeah.
was the joke. I would say, though, I got the sense that no one knew who Lindsey Graham was, which was more concerning for different reasons.
Yeah.
But that being said, the Rebecca Glasscock thing was funny. I will always
Very
laugh at
funny.
the Rebecca Glasscock
Very
joke.
funny.
I'm still talking about Poppy's reunion look to this day. But Princess Poppy, when she
Yeah,
showed up,
very, very, very
iconic.
funny. Of course, the yellow t-shirt and jeans for people who
Yellow
may
t-shirt and
not
jeans
be
is
as.
my favorite thing that's ever been on Drag Race. Like nothing, like pack it up and leave.
It's
Like,
talk about realness. Like, that's the realest
like
it's
that
ever.
is
It's really the realest it's
realness,
ever been.
realness. But yeah, so that's my thing about it's not funny. Don't do it again.
Don't do it again. Okay, Megami. Ugh, God, I mean that. What can we even say about that? Like, the talent show political art was not coherent conceptually. And if you're going to have props, you got to use them for more than the last 5 seconds of the act. And really, the only comment I have about that is everyone just needs to go watch Meatballs, the drag queen Meatballs performance of Megami's number, in which she's just steaming the pride flag for 5 minutes. It's so funny.
It's so good. It's so good. All I will say about Megami
Yeah.
is that I knew that was the turn back time look as soon as she walked around the corner.
Yep.
So I will give her that. That was.
Yeah, it was good. It's well, her costumes are good. They're just not like.
It's like the Pan's Labyrinth eyes needed to be more of a reveal. It looked
yeah, it
cool.
Wasn't a reveal.
Like, it wasn't a reveal.
Yeah.
The art, all I'm gonna say is like every Megami has given us so much though. Like every video I've seen using that template as a joke in a drag performance has been fucking hysterical. And
Yeah.
I laughed at every single one. Meatball being the best, I think.
Oh, easily the best, but they're like, this is a template with a lot of humor potential. And the big meme of the season so far, it has felt like, is
Protect your art.
Protect Queer Art, which
It
has
is so versatile.
always, it's been funny every single time for me.
Every time I've seen even the stupidest version of like when no one ha-has like my text in the group chat and it's like protect queer art, like I laugh. Every single time I laugh at these things. It's so good.
It's so funny. I don't really like, I just don't, I'm not very compelled by Megami as a,
Did
her
Donna?
style is really not as much for me. I think she's good at what she does. And the RDR live of it all, she was fine. The ball was perfectly safe, I thought. Like,
I'm looking at these
yeah.
bollocks now. The Little Bo Peep at least was something like I had heard of in terms of a
Yeah.
nursery.
And she, that was, I thought that was fine. I didn't,
Yeah.
it was cute. It
Bollock was
was an,
fine. It was actually like I actually liked the construction. Again, though, she needs to like do 20 less things.
yeah.
But I liked it. That's pretty much all I have to say about Megami.
Yeah, the Gaga, well, the Gaga was
Oh,
bad.
the Gaga was bad.
Gazza
The
looked
Gaga
pretty
was bad.
cheap. All of her looks like they look a little deconstructed, and I think it's intentional that she's doing that. But I couldn't stop noticing in the Gaga that none of it was hand on the edge, and it just looked like a
Yeah.
shower curtain to me up top. Like
Yeah.
we're talking about her telephone. The telephone recreation where she's in the kitchen.
But
I was not thrilled with it. But like she's,
her look was good.
yeah, the Cher look was good. She's just, yeah, I think she just like kind of is gets a little too conceptual with it sometimes. Which is it, she, I don't think she's gonna go very far, but like at least she's thinking about things. Like there are some queens on this season who don't, I don't think are thinking about things as much.
But I would say, while it is true there are many queens that you knock them on their head and like nothing's inside, I think you have to pair that in like that the intellect way you're thinking about it with the performance aspect. Like it still needs to be entertaining. And this is something I think Sasha Velour understood at a very basic level. Like I always found Sasha, having just rewatched season 9 as well, to be incredibly entertaining.
One of the
Probably,
best queens who's ever been on the show.
I think if they had known what was going to happen at the finale, they could have easily re-edited that season to make it seem like she was going to be a winner the whole time. It's pretty clear that she should have won more challenges, like
Yeah.
as you go through. But she's like doing Marlene Dietrich for this,
Oh yeah, she should have won Snatch Game for
and I'm
sure.
sorry, like oh my God, like Alexis Michelle did Eliza. Every faggot can do Eliza,
Yeah.
okay? Like sorry. Making Marlene
The
Dietrich
bar is very low in terms of difficulty for that.
and making Marlene Dietrich funny.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if no one else on that Snatch Game was funny, but making Marlene Dietrich of all people funny was
Yeah.
amazing.
And that's the
And
kind of thing that makes Rue laugh too.
she should have won.
Like, she should have won.
She should have won.
Speaking of someone who is, I would say the concept and the point of view is simple, but completely compelling to me. Maya Iman LePage, the queen of flips, queen of adult braces, queen of Miami, Florida, queen of TikTok. I love her. I don't think she should have been anywhere near the bottom this week, and I actually thought she was one of the funnier people on the challenge.
Let's just say that adult braces are in on reality shows right
Oh,
now.
and yes, and we'll talk
In.
about Sandra on Traitors
We
later, but oh
got
my God, we got to breeze through the next game if
okay.
we're
Well,
going to talk about,
let's actually like do this.
yeah.
Maya, love the energy. I feel bad because I would get really anxious on Drag Race too, and I feel like the way that she's internalizing it is being a little smaller.
Yeah.
And I feel like I am totally sympathetic. I did not think she was even close to the bottom.
No. And I didn't think the Cher look was that bad too. She was very clearly doing the turn back time look that
Yeah.
Megami was also doing. And I didn't know why they paired her with like
A
that
burlesque.
burlesque premiere look,
Yes.
which was just like Cher in a moto jacket and leggings. Like that wasn't what Maya was doing very clearly.
I would say though that Megami's was so much better than
Yes, it
Maya's
very much was.
that I could have seen like them be like, do you want us to say it was something else? Just so like you're not being compared to, because like if it had been the turn back time look, she would have been like red to filth about not looking as good as Megami did.
Yeah.
And that would have been fair, I think. It clearly was. So I don't know what happened there. She was fine. She shouldn't have been the bottom.
Definitely shouldn't have been at the bottom. I love she hasn't gotten enough opportunities to show off her performance style. I think she's going to do great in the girl group next week, unless like her verse is bad, but I don't think it's going to be bad. Oh, so funny.
That was so funny. That was so funny.
And like, I loved the hilarious Ross Matthews ability to twist that into like his own little bit too. Like, that's why you have the hilarious Ross Matthews on the panel. My show, but yes, let's move on to Morphine Love Dion. Love this queen. The tweet at the top of the season that was like, oh, you know, she just runs a Sephora like the Navy. And that's the kind of girl I will always respect. That's my sister right there. So
this bitch. And you know, she was like friends with the meanest girls in her high school. And they fucking
so horrible.
The horrible, meanest hot girls. And like, they fucking love this bitch. Yeah. And I love Morphine. I think Morphine is, I think she's talented. The mug is always right.
Is perfect.
The mug is perfect. Yeah. Every single time she has not looked bad. I think that I'm just looking at her. I didn't love her constructed look, but it was fine.
She was perfectly safe last week. I liked the Kris Jenner look a lot more than other people on the internet seem to.
It's a mother too. It's like a very clear mother.
Yeah, she was mothering hard. I liked the towel swimsuit cover up too from her premiere. Just fine. I mean, like, I agree that this dude should have been stoned to make it more draggy and less, once again, realness. Realness is the word of the day. I think it's a weird choice to do someone else's song for a lip sync and then not do too much with it beyond just like a standard lip sync. Also, that's not one of the better Rosalia songs either. So I was a little, kind of like mid on her, but she as a character, great.
Great. Really seems like she's fun. And I really like her energy. I think she's, if like, I'm really excited for the girl group because I want to see if she, like, what else she has to give.
Yeah. And I would like to see her get to the reading challenge because I think she's going to unleash in a way that.
Oh, I need many of these girls to make it to the reading challenge, to be clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
One girl I don't, I love this queen, Nymphia Wind. I worry about any sort of performance challenge because this week was not great for her.
I'm nervous about Snatch Game. I'm less nervous about, okay, like thinking back to last season when they did like the 2020 like interview questions with like Frankie Grande and Love Connie. I'm less nervous about that for Nymphia. I'm more nervous about things where she can't just rely on her silly personality. And that, like this week, and that makes me nervous.
Yes, I 100% agree with that. I think the looks will always be strong enough that like, if she's ever in a bottom three situation, the look is definitely going to count for something for sure. And her ball look from the Mother Ball, which she won, she's a winner of the season so far, was pretty, maybe in top five, like strongest, like constructed looks in Drag Race history.
I think for constructed looks, I would need to go back and actually look, but I also want to be clear about what I'm saying. I'm worried about Nymphia. Yeah. I want Nymphia to win. Nymphia right now is the one I want to win.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah. So when I say I'm nervous because I want her to win. That is kind of like, I think everything that she's giving, I'm living for. That constructed look was fantastic. Her just like running around trying to like learn Spanish, I thought was hilarious.
Hilarious.
I like everything about her, I just find so interesting. And when we talk about a point of view.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like we've never seen anything like this on Drag Race.
And it is a point of view. I love it. I think that it is so like that constructed look was so editorial. It was perfect.
It was perfect.
This week, Oh my God. And like we've seen those the wings
Oh,
on
yeah.
we've seen like those wings on Drag Race before. It was
It
exquisite.
was exquisite.
It was and I knew exactly what she was referencing. So did Sarah Michelle Gellar. And it was just really well done.
No, really well done. Like, and even like her talent show was so unique and so good. Like, the look in the talent show was good. I think that Ben, like, she was wise to ditch the banana stuff when
Yes.
she ditched it. Though you could still, those yellow boots were the one thing about the constructed look in the ball that I was a little like, I could take or leave this. I think I would prefer this in a red almost. But like, she clearly brought those yellow boots for some sort of other banana thing. So, like, I think. This is a season with a lot of all-stars candidates and not a ton of potential winners to me. She is one of the two, and we will get to the other one shortly. But yes, she's my pick to, she would be my pick to win.
It doesn't seem like a very competitive season in terms of who I think will end up in the
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of like cannon fodder on this cast either. Like, I think Megami Geneva.
No, not Geneva. Okay, Megami Geneva,
Yeah,
I think that
maybe not. I like basically everyone. Okay, someone I don't like though. Okay, Plain Jane. Much has been made about Plain Jane online, the villain of the season, one of the most rotted out the gate queens we've seen in a while, which I'm of two minds of because we do need villainy and an antagonist on all reality TV programs, Drag Race included, to drive narrative, to shake it up so it's not just RuPaul's best friend's race. With all that said, Plain Jane is not funny. Plain Jane is really just kind of mean for the sake of being mean. And if you're going to do that, which I think like even like the artist formerly known as Fifi O'Hara was so rude on their season originally, but so funny. Like, go back to Party City where you belong. It is so funny. Plain Jane does not have that vernacular. It just doesn't. Because she was born in 1999.
That's your second reference to Tiffany Pollard's monologue
Yeah.
about the shoes from Gemma that you've had on this episode.
I
Just to
mean,
like
it is very epical. It really defined a lot for me. And like, it just vernacular is such a specific concept, but everyone should have it. And she doesn't have it.
I will say this about Plain Jane. She's not funny. What she said about Megami was completely true.
Yes, it was. It was true.
I think that she needs to chill. That being said, I think something that people I've seen online today, where someone was like, her look this week was shit. Just because you dislike someone and don't like them on a highly edited episode of television does
Yep.
not mean that every single thing they do,
Is
especially
shit.
their bag, is going to be shit.
Because this week was incredible.
She looks
She
amazing.
looked
She
great.
looks fucking incredible. No notes, maybe a little too much highlighter on her
I thought
cheeks.
the actual look itself that she was referencing was a lot less conservative than what she brought down the runway. But I think it was, I think like I actually saw this on Twitter. I don't remember what one of the Fashion Archive Twitter accounts that I follow said this, but that original Bob Mackie share dress was made in an illusion netting silk fabric that they literally cannot legally make anymore because it's too flammable. So any illusion netting that you have these days is not going to be, it's not going to have that specific net hack. So maybe that's the issue.
I thought she
I
looked
don't like her looks usually though, and I actually thought she was to me the bottom two for last week. I thought her constructed look
was
was
bad. It was bad.
it was horrible.
It
Like,
was the more I looked at it, the worse it got.
yeah, like the
And
cutouts made no sense. She was the makeup,
the
the
legs were a different
torso,
color
and
than
the
the two.
leggings. Like, it was bad, and I couldn't believe. Like, I know they did Raid a Queen, and like she was probably coasting off of what they'd done like the previous week, but like I thought it was just all bad. I just her like kind of Jimbo light style does nothing for me.
Unfortunately, it was that she also picked a role this week that was exactly a role that Jimbo had done in All Stars 8 for the exact same sketch, because all writers lack. RuPaul must have thought that sketch in SNL was very funny, and someone told them to do it again. So I don't really fault her for that. I also don't think that she is getting the live feedback that people think she's like a Jimbo knockoff, so that she would then decide she doesn't want to do the same thing that Jimbo would want to do in real time. And I don't blame her for that. It is a little like Jimbo knockoff. I will say though, about the meanness. I think everyone just needs to fucking chill about this. Like, I get
Well,
it.
that's certainly true.
Like, I like the I this can get cut if you think it should. I do think a lot of it is a little bit performative. And I think that, let me explain a little bit
Like the
about,
response to it is performative. Okay, yeah, I agree with
I think
that.
she is being performative. I think she just needs to like cool it. Like, we know you came in wanting to be the villain. Like, it seems a lot put on this. Like, just calm down. And she's a little gay boy. Like, just you, it's okay. Like, just.
Yeah, it's crazy to me that she is one of the two youngest queens or three youngest queens of the season.
And it shows, I think, at the same time.
The actual youngest of the season
Is that her?
is Plasma.
Oh, obviously. I think that people are really mad by the way, and justifiably so, the way that Lux and Mistress were treated last season. Personally, I think that Lux is going down the line and talking about why everyone was great except for Lucy being generic in front of RuPaul was both true and way too far. And I think that, like, that's the only thing when it comes to like the bullying discourse that I think like I will agree with. I thought that was not cool. Mistress never took it too far. And for Mistress to have her account locked, like on Instagram, like what, like three times, like it's insane.
Insane.
I think though, people now feel as if the idea is that a white queen who's conventionally attractive, as plain is, would not get the same type of hate that a bigger queen or queen of color might get. Thus, the response is not then, let's not hate on queens of color or bigger queens. The response by some people has seemed to be, let's be overly
It's
performative,
equal
shitty, and
opportunity
gay.
hate.
It's the wrong lesson.
It's definitely the wrong lesson. I 100% agree, and I think people need to hear that. Like the adding more hate to the discourse is not ever, ever, ever the way to go. And like if people think some of this behavior on current Drag Race is that gutted, I would really love them to watch old seasons of like America's Next Top Model or Big Brother or Survivor and just see what happens there. Because
Everyone
like,
on season two of Drag Race still hates each other. They still hate each other. Like, the
it's
artist formerly known as
crazy.
Tyra Sanchez was making up like Urban Dictionary definitions for input hoe about Tatiana like a decade after it had aired. It was iconic. But I think that my whole thesis on Plain Jane, and then we can like skip through this because I know we're like going up almost at time. She needs to cool it. She's being too mean. She's not funny. She needs to know how to read. However, going above and beyond, like shitting on her online, thinking that you're righting some wrong, you're not. Doesn't make Lux or Mistress any better off. All it does is kind of just make Plain's life also shitty. And you know who's been a big defender of Plain's looks online? Lux.
Lux
And so
lives for Plain Jane.
Lux lives for Plain Jane. And I fully love Lux. And I think like
Me too.
the only time Lux, like really, I was like, girl, was that thing with Lucy with the who should go home. That was the only time last season where I was kind of like, I understand Lucy's point of view here.
Yeah.
And that was a little bit too much. Mistress, though, never,
Never did that.
ever took
Like,
it far. Not
it, you
once.
can't, like,
That's
just,
a
yeah.
skill.
It, like, singling out people is, like, not a nice thing to do, especially in front of, like, a panel of judges. So, okay, let's breeze through class.
Engineering. Like, it is. Like,
It
that's
is a
like
little,
that's the T. Like, it is generic.
yeah. But like you don't need to say that in front of RuPaul when
Right, exactly.
everyone knows that she's going home that night too. So that
Right.
doesn't, yeah, no point. I have not much to say about Plasma, even though she did get the win this week. I didn't think I think anyone could have won this challenge, and I would have been like, okay, whatever, sure. Her aesthetic is very Rachel Berry. It doesn't do a lot for me.
Next.
Yeah, next, yeah. I did, fun fact, when I was pulling up Wikipedia earlier, Plasma's grandfather is the former lieutenant governor of Texas. So that's just something to think about. Q. I love Q. I love
Love
Q.
Q.
Love Q.
Q is about to get in her head that she's not winning and she
Yeah.
should win. And what she should actually take from this is that, not that I'm not winning, but I've been in the top every single week. And that puts me in a really good spot. Because as soon as she starts getting bitter, then that's going to be her downfall. Like, as soon as the producers smell bitterness, which I'm sure they already have, that'll be her downfall. Every single time she's performed, I've loved her. I loved her. I loved her like little number in the
The
talent
puppet,
show.
yeah, it was good.
Puppet needed escalations, but was very
Yeah.
good. Loved, oh my God, the man in the moon was amazing. Judy was good.
Judy was great, I thought. Like, and her makeup, her is very subtly transformational. Like, she does not do the same face every time.
No. And I thought that she looked, her constructed look obviously was incredible. She looked
Yeah.
amazing this week.
If
I'm so
Nymphia
happy.
wasn't there, like, she would have won.
Right. And I'm so happy she wore a headpiece. Like, just because
For the
that's so
Cher.
Cher. That's
Yeah.
so Cher.
I
But
think
that
she had the best Cher look on the runway.
my read on Q is that she feels a little insecure about like just thinking about like how when she was talking about how like much work she puts in and she never gets any validation for it. And now hearing that from RuPaul really meant something to her. I think that she's holding, it seems like she's holding on to a lot of, I feel like RuPaul right now. She's
Yeah.
holding on to a lot of that and she kind of just needs to let it go. Because you can see her reactions and even like in Untucked when she's just kind of like not happy. She needs to have a little more fun on the show. I think that's my cue note.
Yeah. I agree with all that 100%. I think she, from like a pure skills level, I think she may arguably be the most talented queen on this season. I think
Yes.
she just needs to lighten up a little bit. One of the best costume designers the show's ever had, though, at least in recent memory. Like, she, I get, we were talking about this, like, I think a few weeks ago, just the two of us, but like, I'm glad she lives in Kansas City, because I think every regional scene needs supremely talented drag queens. Like,
I
that is
fully
just
agree.
like a necessity.
Yes.
I also would love her to be able to go to Broadway and do
Yes.
costumes for a show, because the stuff that she creates is just stunningly, stunningly gorgeous. And what, and also so thoughtful down to the last detail. Like, what Sarah Michelle Gellar said this week about how, like, even the width of the stripes on her
Yes.
gown, like, was, I was just like, I wouldn't have noticed that. And it took like the astute editorial eye of Sarah Michelle
Sarah
Gellar to
Michelle
point out,
Gellar.
like, that this bitch is thinking about everything from like the tip of her feathers to the tip of her toes. Like,
I'm
that's just crazy.
consistently impressed with her.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for her. I don't think she'll win per se, but I am rooting
No.
for people who I think can win though.
Oh yes, Safira Cristal. So she's the other overt top two choice for me for this season, though this week and last, I didn't think she should have been in the top last week, though that pumpkin look was insane. I think she will have big showcase episodes ahead of her.
She had a weird edit this week, too. Yeah. I didn't really understand what they were trying to do with her. So Saphira, full disclosure, is the only queen of these I've seen live before Drag Race. I saw her live maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And she took my phone and made me follow her on Instagram after I was taking a video. And I've been, like, obsessed ever since.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, really happy that she's on the show. Her share look this week.
Oh, incredible. I did like it a little less when she took the cowl piece off.
Me too. But
it was so good.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. I don't blame her for RDR Live just because it was so bad. I'm not putting that aside. But like thinking about, I don't think she should have been the top last week. I don't think if Rue had done it, she would have been in the top.
Yeah.
Pumpkin look was cool. It was really cool. It was cool. I don't know if the end result is exactly what I loved, but the idea that she got it to Drag Race and got it that big and put it on the stage is cool.
I thought the pumpkin part of it was so well done. I thought the whole thing was really well done. It's not like my aesthetic as much, but like she's clearly doing ginormous maximalism in a lot of her looks in a way that I like that. Cowl piece. I was like, how did you pack that in a suitcase?
Right. Exactly. Yes, exactly. I really
that was crazy. Yeah. And her talent show was really good too. Like the opera is obviously something that like no one else is doing. The split while singing opera is like a gag.
Well, Monet tried.
Yeah, but not Saphira succeeded.
Saphira succeeded.
And like Monet's a great singer who works at professional opera houses, and like I do not doubt that the studio, the Drag Race studio, is not like an acoustically sound.
You don't think Silmar makes them in like the most acoustically
sound? I think
sound,
they're in like a Quonset hut. Like it's not great.
Vera did a really good job.
She's a very good queen, and she's clearly getting like a strong edit. So,
and you can tell that she knows she's a strong queen, which I really like. She's very confident, and I think this is where me about the Q-ness of it all like sort of diverge with Saphira and Q. Saphira seems fully confident in her own abilities, and I really appreciate that with the queen.
It's also crazy to me that it took 16 seasons for them to get a real deal Philly queen on the show. Like she's the first queen ever who's actually from Philadelphia.
So, okay, here's my thought about Philly. I've spent a lot of time in Philly. You can see I'm wearing my Bucknell pop top right now. Okay, so here's my thing about Philly, having spent a ton of time there and having two of my best friends that are gay live there, that aren't you, obviously. Mm-hmm. If you're gay and you live in that area, D.C. and New York are so close.
Yeah.
They are so close. And they're just bigger. I mean, obviously, D.C. is not as like populated of a city, I think, as Philly is. However, DC has a much bigger gay scene than Philly does. Part of that is because of the closeness of New York and DC. I think that's why it creates that weird like vortex almost of like of drag performers there, and like why we haven't seen a lot of people from there. And I like Philly does not have as big of a gay nightlife and gay scene as I would have expected, given size and location.
That's fair. I kind of feel, as someone who's from DC, I kind of feel like that about DC too, actually. Like it's not, I mean, DC just doesn't have a lot of performance spaces, which I think is not, there are a lot of queens in DC, but the only one who's actually ever been on the show is Tatiana.
Right. And like
16 seasons. Crazy.
And like just thinking about it, like there aren't a lot of, like when I've seen drag performers in Philly, the spaces are not great for performing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it shouldn't have taken 16 years. Go Birds. The Birds, it's the Eagles.
The basically. Eagles, yes. For all the gay guys.
For all the gay, for all you dudes listening.
Yeah.
I think that's why, but like, she's incredible.
Yeah, she's really incredible. Last queen. Tsunami Muse. I think she's beautiful in and out of drag. She has had like no screen time so far, so I feel like it's a, like the looks have been consistently good. She was the worst in the talent show. But like, that's all I can really talk about with her, though. Like, I just feel
Loved
like we
her
have
candy
enough.
look. Loved her candy
Oh yeah,
music.
that was so good.
So good. I got it immediately.
Her actually her ball challenge in general was great because we talked about the egg earlier. That was
It
fantastic.
was
I would have put her in the top over Sophia
Egg was
Ellis.
so smart. Egg was great. Egg was great.
Egg was great. I loved her little schoolgirl thing. Like, I think she has a really strong command of her aesthetics. I think some of the stuff she wears is a little too low key. It's like fashion girl realness.
I loved her and Geneva talking about being dreamers. I thought that was
Oh yeah,
really,
that was great.
and I think that also is like, I don't think people realize that that's like not a, that's not like a, that's actually like a bad, like not bad. That like is not something they would do without potential repercussion, to be open about their dreamer status. Especially because DACA is not like, I know that like tsunami was like, it's not like a, it is, it's not like a law per se. Like no law was ever passed for DACA. It's a lot of executive action and like court and sort of the courts getting involved with the legality of the executive action. So they're not like, I mean, Geneva was right when she was like, nothing feel, when she was, I think, talking about like the permanence of DACA. To talk about that, I thought was, and put a face to sort of dreamers was incredible.
I thought it was incredible too. I think the mirror chats in general have been pretty. There have been seasons in which they've been more overdone than they are this season. And like these queens are talking about very serious issues in ways that are feel like genuinely informative. Like protect queer art aside, I think everything has been dealt with pretty well this season. Like I liked Hershey talking about gay parenthood too.
It also, none of it has seemed like, okay, first of all,
It's not forced, yeah.
if I were on Drag Race and a producer was like, I want you to talk about, like, ask anyone if their like dad is dead, I totally would be the one who'd be like, speaking of wigs, anyone's dad dead? Like that would be me on Drag Race.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen any of those like strange like trying to like be like trying to transition the conversation to something the producers want us to talk about. It all has seemed very natural in a way, and maybe it isn't, and that's just the magic of television, but I very much enjoyed it, to your point.
Okay, I think that's all we have for Drag Race. All we have after
Well, we
saying
have an
this and talking for like an hour and a half
hour and a
about
half
it.
later.
Let's take 5 minutes to touch on Traitors and then we'll wrap this shit up. Really, the core thing I have to say is Traitors is currently the best show on TV. I look forward to it every single week. Every single week.
If you are not watching The Traitors, you're only getting half the story.
You're only getting half the story.
It is so good. I'm sorry, like Dan Giesling is about to be taken down. The best Big Brother player to ever Big Brother is about to be taken down by Pilot Pete and someone named Bergie from Love Island USA.
Fergalicious.
Fergalicious definition.
It is so funny. Like, so us and our friends are all in like a gay group chat about the Traitors and watching us fall like dominoes from the Bergie is not hot to the Bergie is hot camp over the past few weeks has been, that is, talk about a social phenomenon.
And I was like, I was the, you're all sick for thinking Bergie's hot. And now I'm like,
But now
Bergalicious.
you're like kind of like
And
playing
like, hey,
coy.
Bergie.
Hey, I mean, I get it. I like personality is everything.
It
And
is.
he's so sweet. I
So,
like him.
and he like clocked Dan like nobody. He was so right. He was like, and I love that his defense of Janelle was, Janelle's being stupid. And like, that's why she's not a traitor. They like this. And it's Dan. And it's just, it was, it is, if you're not watching The Traitors and you don't know what The Traitors about, it is basically taking all these people from different reality shows, whether it's Big Brother, whether it's Survivor, Housewives, I'm missing something, and a few other random people as well, like
Like
those as well.
challenge, like a bunch of, but
The
it's like a
challenge,
bunch
the
of,
big one.
it's all shows that you like. And the gameplay on the surface level is pretty dumb. It's just like mafia. It's mafia.
It's Mafia.
But I think where the tension is so interesting right now is seeing a player like Dan, who excels so much at Big Brother, which is a game that is a little less all about like social gamesmanship and a lot more like hardcore competitive with things, totally fail in the face of a game in which you have to be like a normal human being who doesn't seem like a huge like creep or strategist.
It's And I'm watching Survivor now for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm like in my third season of Survivor, and I'm not watching it chronologically. I'm watching it
Yeah,
based
you
off.
gotta just pick and choose what you do
Yeah.
with Survivor.
Something that's interesting to me about Survivor that's different than the Traitors is that in Survivor, there's no good guy, bad guy. Good guys and bad guys can just switch based off of your necessities of the
Yep.
day. In the Traitors, very clearly, you are looking for the bad guys if you're being a faithful. And I think that makes it like I think that makes it like it seems like a just like a just like a difference without like a distinction without a difference, but I don't think it is. I think it changes the way, and I think this is a big brother issue too that Dan's having, is that Dan's plan is to not put the heat on him. The problem is that this isn't Survivor, this isn't Big Brother. If you are quiet, that sends a message that you are being quiet for a reason.
Yeah.
And I think Parvati is getting Parvati, I think, is for different reasons. Parvati and Phaedra are the two best people on television right now.
Yes. I was about to ask, like, to close it out, who your favorite contestants are, but I think those would be my two answers too. Like, I love Janelle, and I was sorry to see her go. She made a bad tactical error by naming CT and
Bad tactical error.
Sandra.
Parvati knowing immediately that Pilot Pete was trying to trap them with the
Yep.
shields. Like, you can't, that's not a skill you can learn.
No.
That
And
is just incredible.
Parv came in pretty weak the first two episodes, but as she has learned the nuances of the game much better, she has gotten exponentially better at playing it. And it's weird to me that, like, no one is thinking about Parv and Phaedra right now. They're both playing very good games for different reasons.
And I think so here's my worry about what's going to happen next week is that my worry is that Dan's going to convince Phaedra to kill Burgalicious. Burgalicious is going to walk in the next day feeling fine. Parvati is going to do her little squint at Dan. She's going to be pissed. Now, Dan, in order to save himself, remember, Parvati was one of the three people who was told about the shield. So, that makes me nervous because Dan can say Parvati was one of those three. No one's pointed the fingers at Parvati yet. So when Dan does it at the round table, it's actually going to be like, whoa, what if it's Parvati? And it doesn't matter whether or not Dan goes home. If Dan goes home, people are still going, if you're a smart player, you're still going to think Dan, who was a traitor, that we know he was a traitor because he got kicked off and said it. He was trying to throw another traitor under the bus. I don't think there's any way for Parv to get out of this without, unless Dan doesn't come for her at the round two. And I think he will, because that's what I would do.
If and like I do think a lot of these people are so d dumb that they might not recognize this as a traitor throwing another traitor under the bus.
I don't think
But
Sheree
here's
will.
where my actual third, no, Sheree
Sheree
and
will not have
John
that.
and Ke God,
Kevin,
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 Kevin. Kevin is so
Kevin.
like I hate saying this. I find Kevin unpleasantly dumb. Like I have a tough time
He's
watching him.
also him telling Kate to shut up because he's not done talking to you yet.
Oh,
Who are you?
piss me
Who
the
are
fuck
you?
off. I was gonna say though, the two people who would absolutely recognize that as a traitor throwing another traitor under the bus are Sandra Diaz-Twine, Queen of Queens.
Queens.
Queen of Flips, Queen of Adult Braces, Sandra
Oh
Diaz-Twine would be an
my God, you're
incredible
in
drag
my imagination.
name.
I could see Sandra once there's any
And
heat.
Kate.
Yes,
Yeah,
once there's
those are my
any
two.
heat, I think Bergie could see it too. I think
I think Bergie is going home the next murder night.
if I were Phaedra and Parv, I would immediately kill Bergie. Immediately. He's too
Yes,
smart. He's too smart.
100%.
I don't think Pilot Pete's actually that smart. I think Bergie is smart. And so I think it's like I would get rid of him immediately.
Yeah. I will say Pilot Pete's smarts are revealing themselves little by little. Like, I thought the trap he laid was a little, I mean, it's a little basic, but still well thought out. And the fact that it appears like it will be working is crazy to me that Dan Giesling of all people is like the one who's not falling for, who fell for this.
It's just incredible to me because there is a 1 in 3 chance
Yeah.
that that Bergy, who he's going to want to kill, has a shield.
Yeah.
So why on God's green earth would you pick that? Would you pick him? Like, even if, like, there are so many safer people to pick. Also, Bergy is coming after Dan. So if
Yeah.
Bergy went home, I would be like, oh, they wanted to take out Bergy because he was coming for Dan.
He just like he's very used to playing an egoless game on Big Brother, and this is not a Traitors is not a game that rewards that style of gameplay. So like he's overcorrecting by like quote unquote needing the murder. And it's just like this is not it's just such a colossal miscalculation. And like Parvati and Phaedra both gave him outs, and he's like, no. But like you could see like Parvati was like fully like smiling ear to ear like the big bad wolf after he like made that decision, because he's like she knows that he's gonna be fucking out of there.
The problem with if I'm Parv though, the problem is how do I make sure Dan does not come for me? I would be trying to convince Dan to go after Phaedra if that were me.
Yeah, I think that is the smart gameplay. As a viewer, I don't want that because you're not a Housewives person, so you
I'm
have
not.
not like been keyed into the like terror and glory of Phaedra Parks before this. What Phaedra Parks is doing on this season of Traitors is like she has always been a top-tier housewife, like one of history's great liars. What she is doing as a narrator and a game player on this season is like beyond anything she's ever done before. Like she is at the peak of her powers right now.
Oh,
And to
got
kick her off TV would be a grave injustice. It just can't happen.
oh Lord, not Ekansu.
Not Ekansu. And
Ekansu.
then like the other morning where she was like, pass the boiled eggs. Like, where are the boiled eggs? Like, she's such a fucking weirdo. I love her. Okay, we do. Oh no, go on. One last thought.
I think Phaedra will be fine because I think the housewives have not realized that they're playing a game. And so I think that I could not see Cherie voting for Phaedra, for example. And
No,
I
she would never do it because they're also like they're lifelong friends. Like they would, Sheree would never suspect Phaedra.
think like Kevin is too stupid to think that Phaedra is Phaedra. And
It's a
so,
miracle Kevin can even breathe without an iron lung. Like he is
like,
just like,
what?
it's insane how he functions.
It's crazy how
Yeah.
dumb he is.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Beautiful man.
that's what I would do if I were Parv.
Yeah. Well,
Well,
we had an odyssey of culture today. And I think this is the first time we've recorded in probably like a year. And it really does feel like home. It's just nice to have you back on.
it's great to be back. Cut all the problematic things that'll get me canceled from
Did you
this.
ever watch Gossip Girl? Oh, okay. Well,
Well,
we'll have to do special
don't.
bonus episodes, maybe at the end of the season of Drag Race or Traitors. You can come back and we can talk.
Cut
As
this.
little bonus content. So, but if you would like to be found on social media, Tyler, where can people find you?
You can find me on I am now like I changed my I stopped tweeting.
Good.
So
I mean, not for
don't
you
find me.
specifically, good for like we all need to be doing that. Yeah.
Don't find me on social media.
Okay. Love
Great.
that.
Love that.
You can find me at FK Pigs with a Z on Twitter. At Drew Haskins with Z's on Instagram. Email girlsroompod@gmail.com with any like tips, like anything you want us to talk about as we start Gossip Girl. Our first Gossip Girl episode for our new recap series is going to be on February 9th, I believe is the date we've locked in. So get ready for that. I will be back next week with another big bonus episode. And then in the meantime, we're doing Crisis Twink Radio Hour every day until Julia's back on vacation. So tune in for that. But Tyler, thank you again so much for being here.
Thank you.
And
It's always
come back soon, please.
bye.
Bye.